Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Today's episode is Robbie and Benny and the Lost Bird. One sunny morning in Happy Meadow, Robbie and Benny heard a faint chirping sound that seemed to be coming from a nearby tree. They followed the sound and discovered a tiny, fluffy little bird perched on a low branch, looking lost and scared. "Oh dear," Robbie said. "Looks like the little bird has fallen out of its nest." Benny nodded in agreement, and his heart was filled with concern. "We have to help it, Robbie. It's too small to be on its own." Carefully, Robbie and Benny approached the little bird. They could see that it had all its feathers, but it wasn't fully grown, and it shivered in the cold, cold breeze. The little bird chirped weakly, as if it was asking for help. Robbie gently picked up the bird with his soft paws, being as gentle as he could, and Benny fetched a small, cozy leaf from a nearby bush to use as a makeshift nest. They placed the bird inside the leaf nest and tucked it in to keep it warm. The little bird seemed to relax a bit, but it was still hungry. Robbie and Benny knew that they needed to find some food for their new feathered friend. They gathered seeds and berries from the meadow and offered them to the little bird, who eagerly pecked at the food. As the day went along, Robbie and Benny watched over the little bird, making sure that it was safe and comfortable. They also kept an eye out for the bird's nest, hoping to reunite it with its family. After long hours, the meadow friends continued to care for the little bird. They even took turns sitting by it to keep it warm. The bird grew a little stronger with each passing moment. The next sunny morning, they were about to feed the bird, and they heard a chirp from a nearby tree. To their joy, they spotted the bird's parents fluttering around anxiously and calling out. Robbie and Benny knew that it was time to say goodbye to their little feathered friend. They gently carried the little bird to the tree and placed it on a branch where the parents could reach it. The little bird chirped happily and hopped over to its waiting parents. Robbie and Benny watched with smiles as the family of birds rejoiced and singing a sweet song of reunion. They knew that they had done the right thing by helping that little bird find its way back to its loved one. And as they returned back to their burrow, Robbie and Benny felt a warm sense of fulfillment. They had learned that sometimes helping those in need, even if they were different from them, could bring great joy and new bonds of friendship that spanned across the feathered and furry world. And so, Robbie and Benny's adventure in Happy Meadow continued, filled with kindness, compassion, and the knowledge of helping others, giving them a paw, could make a world of difference for someone. The end.